Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Janavallabha Giri Vardhari. Gopi Janavallabha Giri Vardhari. Sodanandana prajajana ranjana Sodanandana prajajana ranjana Jamuna tirabana chari Jamuna Tirabana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Bihari Gopi Janavallabha Giri Vardhari Jai Gopi Janavallabha Giri Vardhari Jasodanandana Prajajana Ranjana Jasodanandana Prajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janavallabha Giri Vardhari Jai Gopi Janavallabha Giri Vardhari Jasodanandana Prajajana Ranjana Jasodanandana Prajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate
Mama Gyan Timarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Yitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurvena Maha Shri Chaitanya Mano Shpishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Dushitarini Pancha Kalpa Trivishcha Kripa Sunyadeva Cha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnadevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, five verses. Most of them all have purpose. So we'll start. This is reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 15, entitled The Pandavas Retire Timeline. Beginning the chapter today, text 1. Repeat Sutta Uvacha.
Sutta Uvacha.
Evam Krishna Sakha Krishna.
Evam Krishna Sakha Krishna.
Evam Krishna Sakha Krishna.
Evam Krishna Sakha Krishna.
Pratra Ragnya Vikalpita.
Pratra Ragnya Vikalpita.
Pratra Ragnya Vikalpita. Nana Sankaspadam Rupam.
Nana Sankaspadam Rupam.
Nana Sankaspadam Rupam.
Nana Sankaspadam Rupam.
Krishna Vishlesha Karshita.
Krishna Vishlesha Karshita.
Krishna Vishlesha Karshita.
Krishna Vishlesha Karshita.
Sutta Uvacha.
Sutta Uvacha.
Evam Krishna Sakha Krishna.
Evam Krishna Sakha Krishna.
Pratra Rajna Vikalpita.
Pratra Rajna Vikalpita.
Nana Sankaspadam Rupam.
Nana Sankaspadam Rupam.
Krishna Vishlesha Karshita.
Krishna Vishlesha Karshita.
Please chant.
Krishna Sakha Krishna.
Pratra Ragnya Vikalpita.
Pratra Ragnya Vikalpita.
Nana Sankaspadam.
Evam Krishna Sakha Krishna. Pratyaya Jnana Pita. Nasankastam Rupam. Krishna Vishesha Karsita.
Sutta Uvacha.
Evam Krishna Sakha Krishna.
Sutta Goswami said, Evam, thus, Krishna Sakha, the celebrated friend of Krishna,
Krishna,
Arjuna. Sometimes Krishna, Arjuna is called Krishna. Can you hear any explanations for that? Have you heard the explanation? Ratra,
by his elder brother.
Rajna, King Yudhishthira, Vikalpita, speculated, Nana, various, Shankar Aspadam, based on many doubts, Rupam, forms, Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna, Vishlesha, feelings of separation. Karshita became greatly bereaved. Translation for Prabhupada's Divine Grace as Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. Sutta Goswami said, Arjuna, the celebrated friend of Lord Krishna, was grief-stricken because of his strong feelings of separation from Krishna. Over and above all Maharaj Yudhisthira's speculative inquiries. So this is after last chapter, so many inquiries were made by Maharaj Yudhisthira about Arjuna's countenance, his behavior, we'll read some more about that now today. Anyway, purport. Being too much aggrieved, Arjuna practically became choked up, and therefore it was not possible for him to reply properly to the various speculative inquiries of Maharaj Yudhisthira. Text 2. Chokena shushad vadana fitsaro johata prabha. Due to grief, Arjuna's mouth and lotus-like heart had dried up. Therefore, his body lost all luster. Now, remembering the Supreme Lord, he could hardly utter a word in reply. Hatha Prabha, Prabha's effulgence or luster here is described. Hatha Prabha. Hatha means to be lost like that. I was just searching that a little bit. I saw there were some few references. Actually, one line, same line in two different places is there. This Balahatya Hatha Prabha. Balahatya means the killing of some child, and Hatha Prabha means lost all luster. I was wondering also if this luster, we've seen Srila Prabhupada's luster, everyone who's seen Srila Prabhupada, we've seen his luster, even sometimes his disciples have very luster like that. And there's some branch of natural health. They analyze someone's bodily aura. I don't know if that's the same as this bodily luster, but anyway, we can understand that Hatha Prabha, this also Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he says that Prabhasmi, I am Asmi, Prabha Asmi, Shashi Surya, that he is the luster of the sun and the moon. And Brahma Samhita is also there, Yasya Prabha, whose effulgence, all the universes are maintained, are resting on this effulgence of the Supreme Lord. So this Hatha Prabha is mentioned a couple of places. The same line is there in regards to Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama, after he killed the sleeping sons of the Pandavas, he was described like that he had lost all luster due to infanticide, like that. And then there's one other instance when Chitraketu Maharaj lost his child. Actually, he didn't exactly lose. The child was killed by the co-wives, Kritajyoti, I think is her name.
Yeah, the wife.
The wife of Chitraketu gave birth to his one son. He had desired a son, and Angira Muni gave him that benediction to have a son. Is that the one that was Harshashoka? Yeah, Harshashoka. Harsha means happiness, and Shoka means lamentation, so he's the source of happiness and lamentation. Because he was born and then he died very soon at the time. This Kritajyoti's co-wives poisoned him, and therefore they're also described as this Balahatya Hatha Prabha. They lost all their bodily luster. Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice, very interesting purport to that. In that regards, he talks about how this, of course, this abortion is going on, that how sometimes children are killed in the womb of the mother, like that. So this is natural result, Hatha Prabha, lose all their bodily effulgence. Srila Prabhupada very mercifully says, though, in that regard, that even such sinful activities can be, one can become relieved by taking part in the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar. He's descended to deliver the most fallen. This is the most fallen condition we can't describe. But also he mentions that this is evident that in the past that such sinful activities were going on, and still they continue going on. And this Sankirtan movement is so auspicious, therefore that is described Param Vijayate. Vijayate means very great, glorious, and then Param means even greater. Jayate is just ordinary glories, and tripled like that. So we'll go on. Text 3. Krishna samstabhya sucha paninam rijanitvayo parokshena samudrata pranayotkanta katara. With great difficulty he checked the tears of grief that smeared his eyes. He was very distressed because Lord Krishna was out of his sight, and he increasingly felt affection for him. Krishna is also mentioned many times, that Aruya Krishna, with great difficulty. All the impersonalists are described there, Aruya Krishna, that they, with great efforts, they elevate themselves to some great, some called Vimuktamanina. They think they become liberated. So Arjuna is here with great difficulty to check the tears of grief that smeared his eyes. Panina, with his hands, Alright, text 4. Sakyam Maitrim Sarhidam Cha Saratyadishu Samsmaran Nripam Akarjam Ityaha Bhashpagat Gadayagira. Translation. Remembering Lord Krishna and his well wishes, benefactions, intimate family relationships, and family relations and his chariot driving, Arjuna, overwhelmed and breathing very heavily, began to speak. This verse is just like one other verse that's very nice. I remember from Prajuna Prabhu chanting so sweetly, Saratya Parasara Sevana Sakya Dotya Virasananu Gamana Stavana Pranaman Snigdeshu Pandushu Jagat Pranatim Chavishnur Bhaktim Karoti Nipratish Charanada Vinde. This one, I don't know. I heard that. I think I came. It was one of the. When Srila Prabhupada was in Los Angeles in 1973, they had this verse. Anyway, this is a very beautiful verse that practically is the same purport here, but this is describing someone is narrating these activities to Prichit Maharaj. And it's described that Maharaj Prichit heard that out of his causeless mercy, Lord Krishna, Vishnu, who is universally obeyed, rendered all kinds of service to the malleable sons of Pandu by accepting posts ranging from chariot driver to president to messenger, friend, night watchman, etc., according to the will of the Pandavas, obeying them just like a servant and offering obeisances like one younger in years. When he heard this, Maharaj Prichit became overwhelmed with devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord. It's a very sweet verse that how Krishna performed so many different activities. Chariot driver to messenger like that, friend, night watchman. When was the night watchman? I don't know. But this is very wonderful how Krishna deals with his devotees. And here's the purport. The Supreme Living Being is perfect in all relationships, in all relations with his pure devotee. Sri Arjuna is one of the typical pure devotees of the Lord, reciprocating in the fraternal relationship, and the Lord's dealing with Arjuna are displays of friendship of the highest perfect order. He was not only a well-wisher of Arjuna, but actually a benefactor, and to make it still more perfect, the Lord tied him into a family relationship by arranging Subhadra's marriage with him. And above all, the Lord agreed to become a chariot driver of Arjuna in order to protect his friend from warfare risks. And the Lord became actually happy when he established the Pandavas to rule over the world. Arjuna remembered all these one after another, and thus he became overwhelmed with such thoughts. So it's, I had some doubts or inquisitiveness about this, how Krishna reciprocates here from the time, like a month ago or 2 months ago, Nanda Mataji was giving class, and she described how Krishna can reciprocate perfectly with his devotees. But anyway, I did some research a little bit. Krishna picks up himself, declares in the Bhagavad Gita, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu, Name Dvesho Sinapriya, that he's equal to everyone. Name Dvesho, Dvesha means angry like that. Name Dvesho Sinapriya is not very much dear to anyone, or doesn't consider anyone very dear. Srila Prabhupada gives very interesting how this friendship and enemy in the material world is is a result of one's behavior, his dealings, his behavior and his dealings, how generally we have a friend, we expect something nice from him, some nice words, some presence, some help or assistance in this way, and something the opposite from an enemy, that we can expect some harsh words, some disturbances or some harm or pain even. But it's described that Krishna, he can't benefit from anybody's activities because he's complete and completely perfect. Om Purnam, or Prahlad Maharaj's Nijalabha Purna, that he's complete in every respect. So he can't be benefited from anybody's activities, nor can he be hurt by anybody's activities. So his completely perfect in all respects. So he can't be exactly friend or enemy of anyone, but he's completely perfect in all of his activities, particularly with his devotees, because he says that, what is that? Yeah, well, Pushkar left. Ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya maite teshu chapyaham. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah? So he says that if someone worships me with devotion, then I particularly reciprocate like that. Sri Arjuna being very ideal example, as Srila Prabhupada says, about his displays of friendship. So examples are there that sometimes Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the king, that he has, he's at least a saintly king, he's equal to all of his subjects, but particularly with his sons and intimate relations, he has some special dealings, not exactly on the same level as he has with his citizens, or even the father. Maybe his father is equal to all his children, but if one child is particularly affectionate and always anxious to serve the father, he can be show some special affection. Mm. That regard, that sometimes. This reciprocation with the devotees, sometimes devotees also feel some kind of distress or something. They're feeling morose that Krishna is not reciprocating nicely. This may be sometimes comes up like that in the life of practicing devotees particularly. But this described that it's very important. I remember when I was just young devotee, one of our senior devotees said that told me to open up page whatever it was, 89 in Nectar Devotion, and read this one passage, and it said that the guide for all devotees is what? That one should be the translation was there of the verse, Tattenu Kampam Susumikshamano, that one should engage in his devotional service always offering obeisances, tattenu kampam susamikshamano bunjana evatmakvitam vipakam. This sometimes becomes some difficulty or some kind of distress, so such things are there. But because it's the material world after all, we have chitapa, these miseries from body and mind, from natural causes and from other living entities. So naturally, and then there's, of course, the janma mrtyu jaravyadi, the birth, death, old age, and disease. So one may feel some kind of inconvenience from such things, but it's described that if one continually engages in his devotional service and accepts these things in a very, one that should accept these things actually as the mercy of the Lord. This is the point, that one should see Krishna is so kind that he's giving me only a portion of what I deserve. that is the point that in the verse, that that if one sees that Krishna, whatever Krishna does, this is his mercy. This is his causeless mercy on me and his the prasad. Yeah. So then he's become Yomukti Sadeh Padesa Dayabak, that one becomes qualified, not qualified, he's already qualified, but one gets the inheritance of the kingdom of God. And there's one comment by Srila Sridhar Swami. He says that that naturally the son, the children, they naturally inherit the property of their parents as long as they're alive, he says. So he says that similarly, if one stays alive in Krishna consciousness, then he's naturally awarded that benediction of the kingdom of God. That is the point, that one has to simply maintain his Krishna consciousness. Krishna is very kind to all living entities. But these miseries that we have in the material world, these are meant for the benefit of all living entities. The living entities in this material world, we have, they're all enjoying these miseries of this material world, suffering and miseries of this material world. But this is actually the mercy of the Lord for, on them also, because the material world, just like Mukhi was reading this description of this conversation, so the pilot, he was very inquisitive. Why people are suffering like this? Why God is all good? Why they're suffering? Why is there evil? These are natural inquiries that why we're suffering, because this material world is not our place. This is not where we're meant to be. One is not meant to remain in this material world, and Krishna has very kindly made it abundantly clear to someone who has a little bit of knowledge that this is not a wonderful place to stay. There's a nice verse that describes that that describes how the yas chamura mato buddha parambuddha, that the, anyway, the description is that someone who is the greatest of all fools and someone who is the highest of all intelligence, that has the greatest of all intelligence, the pure devotee, they're very happy in this material world. All the others are miserable. So, this is the, probably most of us fall into that category. We have a little bit of knowledge, we have some understanding that Krishna consciousness is nice, but we are not Param Buddha, as that is described, the greatest of all intelligence. So we have to struggle a little bit sometimes. But with a little bit of insight, with a little bit of association of devotees, that we can understand that Krishna is all good, all kind to the living entities. He's very, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Namo Mahavananaya is the greatest of all magnificent personalities. So we have one more verse we're supposed to do. Text 5. Arjuna Uvacha Vanchito Ham Maharaja Harina Pandurupina Yena Me Pahritam Tejo Deva Vishmapanam Mahat. Translation is, Arjuna said, O King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who treated me exactly like an intimate friend, has left me alone. Thus my astounding power, which astonished even demigods, is no longer with me. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, in the Bhagavad Gita, 10:41, the Lord says, anyone specifically powerful and opulent in wealth, strength, beauty, knowledge, and all that is materially desirable is to be considered but a product of an insignificant portion of the complete whole of my energy. No one, therefore, can be independently powerful in any measure without being endowed by the Lord. When the Lord descends on the earth along with his eternal, ever-liberated associates, he not only displays the divine energy possessed by himself, but also empowers his associate devotees with the required energy to execute his mission of incarnation. It is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4:5 that the Lord and his eternal associates descended on the earth many times, but the Lord remembers all the different roles of incarnations, whereas the associates, by his supreme will, forget them. Similarly, the Lord takes away with him all his associates when he disappears from the earth. The power and energy which were bestowed upon Arjuna were required for fulfillment of the mission of the Lord, but when his mission was fulfilled, the emergency powers were withdrawn from Arjuna, because the astounding powers of Arjuna, which were astonishing even to the denizens of heaven, were no longer required, and they were not meant for going back home, back to Godhead. If an endowment of powers and withdrawal of powers by the Lord are possible even for a great devotee like Arjuna, or even the demigods in heaven, then what to speak of the ordinary living beings who are but figs compared to such great souls? The lesson is, therefore, that no one should be puffed up for his powers borrowed from the Lord. The same man should rather feel obliged to the Lord for such benefactions and must utilize such power for the service of the Lord. Such power can be withdrawn at any time by the Lord, so the best use of such power and opulence is to engage them in the service of the Lord. Very important. Srila Prabhupada used to say that it's like some simple things to say is just like he said that the atheists, they say there's no God, and Srila Prabhupada says, made a simple thing, like, where did they get the power to say such things? There's power of speech. Where did they get the power? Such simple, meaningful statements he used to make, that just like, what? Where did they get the power? Everyone can talk, but it's still, the talking power is taken away from some people. And at the time of death, mrityu sarva haras jaham. Krishna takes away everything at the time of death. So his power, anything that is there, is that idam hi pumsas tapasa shutasya va svistasya suktasya chabudi datayo avichutarta kavibirni rupita. That all these things as education, that tapasya, they... Everyone performs some tapasya. To do anything in this world requires some kind of tapasya, some type of endeavor. Tapasya doesn't mean just sitting in the surrounded by the fires or in the neck under the water in the winter time like that. There's some kind of tapasya is there. And nice verse is there that what is the use of such tapasya if one doesn't capture the Lord within his heart? And if one has captured the Lord in his heart, then why should you do such things? But the point is that whatever we do in this material world, we take some kind of trouble to become some kind of engineer, or become a scientist or an artist or a dancer or anything requires some kinds of endeavor. And everything who is giving that the fruits of that endeavor, tapa tat karushama arpanam, that yat tapasyasi kunteya tat karushama arpanam, that the results of that endeavors in his austerities should be offered to Krishna. Then becomes possible for profitable. Otherwise, as he mentions, mritu sarva ras chaum, that whatever kind of fruits that one gets for his great activities, his great endeavors in this material world, they can't take the results with them at the time of death. So we should try to cultivate such gifts of the Lord. One should see he has some kind of abilities. One should appreciate them and cultivate them for the pleasure of the Lord. That is actually the purport of that verse, Idam Vipum Sas, that one can be a scientist. Just like they're having this Bhaktivedanta Institute program is coming up. They're doing some more development there. So Srila Prabhupada was very fond of that program. He requested his scientists to meet together and develop their scientific knowledge for the service of the Lord, to glorify the Lord. And similarly, music, we have our nice examples last night, how the devotees were doing so wonderful kirtan. So many devotees are there in the community, great musicians and singers like that, and artists, we have our artists. So everyone has some kind of ability, so to utilize that in the service of the Lord, and similarly even accumulating money. Money can be also accumulated for the service of the Lord, utilized in his mission. Pranar arta dhyavacha shriya archaranam sada. That we have these facilities are there. Pranar, our life. If we can give that to the Lord, that is first class. Pranar arta, wealth, dhya, intelligence, and vacha, words. All these things should be utilized for the service of the Lord. This is the process of Krishna practice. So anything? Anyone else have something?
Within the purport, it stated that the Lord and the devotees have had many, many births. The Lord can remember all, but due to the supreme will, the devotees can't remember. Can you throw some light on that?
Huh?
I said, Srila Prabhupada wrote, due to the supreme will, the devote or the living entities cannot remember their past births.
Yeah.
But the Lord can remember all his births. But due to his supreme will, the living entities cannot remember their past births. So can you throw some light on that?
Can I throw some light on that? Yeah, the living entities forget because we change our bodies. That is what Srila Prabhupada stated. We're changing our bodies. Krishna doesn't change his body. Krishna's body is always is satya means internal. Krishna doesn't change his body. He appears to change his body to our materialistic vision. We see that Krishna is a baby in the lap of Mother Yashoda, and then he's driving a chariot for Arjuna. But that's not the same as our changing body. The body of a child in the lap of Mother Yashoda is eternal, and the body of our the Parthasarathi, the chariot driver for Arjuna, is eternal. We don't see that. Just like Srila Prabhupada, the perfect example is the sun. The sun is 12 o'clock noon. someplace at all times, directly overhead. You can't follow, but the sun is there. He's not changing. Is that okay? I mean, living entity is changing the body. Dehi no smanyatati. That's first instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Komaram yovanam jara. We have to take that very factual. Body change.
Anything else?
All right. Gantraj Shinabhagatam Hi Jai Prabhupada.